Now I'm talking to Northern Pirates boys basketball coach Troy Malone. And, Coach, your team played in that very tough Keytesville tournament this week. And who'd you match up with earlier in the week?
Well, early in the week, we matched up against Keytesville.
And they're a very good team. That Evan Craig is a great player, and it's got to be pretty tough to match up with the host team there, as I'm sure they had quite the crowd.
They did. Evan's tough, and you know what? They've really come a long way as a more complete team. And, you know, I give a lot of credit to Coach Draper, and, you know, they got other kids, McKinstry boys, and Brockman and Needholt, and a few others. They all just kind of understand their role and play well together.
And after that Keytesville game, who'd you match up with next?
After that, it was Columbia Independent Schools, someone I really didn't know anything about. But we lost a close one, 55-51.
It's got to be pretty neat to be able to, when you go to the tournaments and match up with teams that you're not very familiar with, and you don't really get to see that often. So that's got to be one pretty positive thing, even though you didn't get the victory.
It is. It's fun. It is fun to see those new teams, and you know, I don't know very much about them. And so we kind of figure them out there early, and then it becomes that game of adjustments with those new teams that you don't know. So that is a lot of fun. A lot of fun for our kids to have to try and, you know, be basketball players and as they adjust and we adjust and so on.
I know earlier in the year we had talked about, you know, how much improvement your team has showed throughout the week and or throughout the year compared to last year. And it really seems like that's still the case. You had some adversity, your point guard moved away, but it seems like your kids are still working hard and are coming out there and getting better every night and, you know, competing with some very good teams.
We are. You know, we go back to that Keytesville game and it was pretty close there in the first half. At one point it was 24-20 and then they stretched 28-20. We call a timeout and they just kind of put us on there in the last half of the second quarter, and they closed out at 37-20. And at halftime, we talked, you know, we've been pretty good coming out in that third quarter and scoring, like, in our first three, four possessions. And so we need to come out in that first three, four possessions and do it again. And we did. In that third quarter, we closed within 10 again of Keytesville. And it's kind of a thing that's just gotten us all year long. You know, as we learn how to play basketball and become better basketball players, you know, maintain that focus through four quarters. And we can put together two and a half, sometimes three, but we always end up with that one. We just kind of have that lapse in judgment, lapse in decision-making for a quarter and a half, and that really gets us. It's hard to dig out of that hole sometimes.
And who are some of the kids that have been playing well and leading the way for the Pirates this year?
Cole Larkin's been steady. The freshman, Kobe Gibson, has been real good and a great addition. His last few games, Cash Lebo has been real good. He had 10 against Keytesville and 19 the other night against that Columbia Independent School. So he's our 6'3 post player, and he's really learning how to use body position and understand how to just get in that position and use his feet to seal somebody and able to score.